Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1265. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisul. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and the Refuah Shleima Mirim Reizel Bas Dina. Getting back to our Malacha, a Ma'amar gathering. Okay, so we are in the middle of going through various different ins and outs. We spoke about last time from the Mishnah Berurah that the basic concept, the basic iser of Ma'amir gathering is, in general, the deraisa at least, is when it's, let's say, for example, first of all, we establish a fact that it has to be gedulei karka, something that grew from the ground, to be oifa min ha-Torah. Number one, for example, fruits, vegetables, wood, grass, and also v'choldova gadol min ha-karka. Also, it has to be in that area shemekabsam b'makam gedulan, in the area whereby it grew, because that's the natural way of how it was gathered together. Okay, so now there's more factors going into that. But explains to us the Sefer Shabbos Home. We'll try and go back and forth a little bit to get a little bit of a better insight. The problem is there are certain, it's not a problem, but understanding, there's certain malachas that a lot of people I know, like by myself, I know it was explained to me by my Rav once, Rav Chaim Krauschlita, that a lot of the malachas, not a lot, but some of the malachas anyways, it's sometimes hard to understand. If somebody grew up, let's say, like in city surroundings, right? And they didn't so much grow up like on a, I don't want to say the word farm, but in a vegetation area type of a thing. Like I know certain times in certain malachas, I had to ask certain people, older people that grew up in these type of areas, how were the stoves in those days? How did they talk about chickens and chicken coops. I mean, many of us, at least the younger people, you know, never experienced chickens with chicken coops and anything. So it's very hard for us to get an understanding as to how these things work. But be it as it may, the regular way of the gathering was in the area of whereby it grew. Okay, but be it as it may, we'll try and get back to that. The brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home, an interesting fact, which I want to just bring out today, that he says things that are generally gathered, he brings this down on page 290 in the Malacha of Ma'amar gathering on page 290, he says things that are generally gathered together away from their place of growth. We said, right, so the Mishnah Berurah talks about in the place of the growth, right? This is the Malacha of, this is the goof of the Malacha of Ma'amar. So he explains that things that are generally gathered together, if it's a type of a thing that's gathered together away from the place of growth, even though you took it from the place of growth, and let's say person gathered it together in the house or whatever. We'll talk about how that works in somebody's house. Let's have fruits, you know, all over the yard. A basket of fruits, let's say, spilled out. Is there a problem with that? How about a basket of fruits spilled out all over the floor in the house? Is there a problem with that? We'll talk about that. It's definitely not a deraisa, obviously, but we'll see. It could be uvdin dechol. The Shulchan Aruch talks about that. We'll get to that, Bezrus Hashem. But he says, just right now, we're trying to establish the foundation and the categories, if you will, as we always try and do with each malacha. Things that are generally gathered together away from the place of growth are included in the malacha of gathering. In other words, the point is over here, they gather together from, things that are generally gathered together away from the place of growth. In other words, that's the standard, that's the darkei shebekachas, the regular way of gathering it together, are included in the malacha of gathering also, and this could be a deraisa. He brings down, for example, dried figs, right? Dried figs are generally brought in from the outside and strung together indoors. This is, I've never really experienced that, but that's how it's done. The dried figs are generally brought in from the outside, and they're strung together indoors. That's how he brings down on page 290. Since the process of the stringing is customarily done indoors, so bringing the dried figs into the house to be strung on the string and so on would be running under the malacha of ma'amer gathering. Okay, so now the Sefer Lamentes Malachas brings this down, the same thing, and he brings in Ois number 5 in the back, brings it actually from the Rambam, Hamakabes Devela. He says, Vasam imenu agula Ois anakav te'enu vehichnis hachevel behem achaniskabsu guf echad hareza toiledes ma'amer v'chayev. That's the same thing, that's stringing these figs together. Okay, so now the Shulchan Aruch says it straight up also, now with Simon Shin Mem, right after it talks about the salt that we spoke about last time, Hamakabes Devela in Sif Yud, Simen Shin Mem Sif Yud, he says, Hamakabes Devela, Vos Mimenu Eagle, the same thing. you're putting these figs together. And you make it sort of like into one guf echad, putting a string through them. One mutaka be chayiv for ma'amer, because Sef Shabbos Holm explained, this is the normal way of doing this type of thing. And the Mishnah Berurah comes along and tells us straight up, and Sifkatan Lamaches, that's what he says. Shadarkin shall oisin a peris l'chabram ba'oifin ze. Since this is the derech shebekach of these type of things, by an apple, the derech is not in the house, the derech is in the field, by the tree, for example. I'm just giving an example, right? But by these type of figs, that's the derech to how people do it, right? Gathering it together and putting it, making it into guf echad on a string and so on, these type of things. So that's what that's why it will be osur min ha-Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah brings further over there in Sifkat Lamaches, if I'm a nishmas adam shemesada da afkesha oyse came bebias. Even if somebody does this when it comes to figs, not with apples and oranges, that's a different thing we'll talk about. I mean, or other types of fruits and vegetables, but bedafka the figs, he says, I'm a nishmas adam shemesada da afkesha oyse came bebias is chay mishemamir. Even if somebody does this in their house, you'll say, well, the house is not the place of growth. But since this is the normal way that it's done, gathering together these type of fruits, these figs on the string and making a guf echad, one thing and so on. So that's why it's also mamish min hatayra. The vayfin kazeh also lases gam bebayis kevasada. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us in Sifkat Lamaches, when you do it like that, in this setting of the figs, again, because of this is the regular way, the vayfin kazeh also lases gam bebayis kevasada. You're making sort of like the house. What you're doing in the house is sort of like what somebody would do in the field with other types of fruits and vegetables. Okay, that's what he ends off with over there. Okay, but be it as it may, so we see another halacha today in Ma'amer gathering, that even though it might not be, we spoke about last year, that it has to be in the place of growth, right? It has to be something grew from the ground, fine. It also has to be in the place of growth. Again, to be over min ha-Torah. Midrabanan we didn't really get to. We saw the salt issue, but there are other things also we have to talk about. But to be over min ha-Torah, it has to be in the place of growth. It also has to be things that grew from the ground. But now we're seeing that if it's the regular way, is to do it in the house, like in the case of the figs, pressing the figs together, bringing them together in the string and the whole story like we spoke about, so that would also be osur min ha-Torah, even though somebody actually did it in their house. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.